So I'm kind of curious, have you ever used carfilzomib up front, the so-called KRD regimen, which is, similar, except instead of bortezomib, you use carfilzomib. It's being looked at in trials.
We currently have a clinical trial open using carfilzomib up front in combination with lenalidomide and dexamethasone. So we have used it up front, I guess, kind of up front in patients who do not respond to the typical RBD regimen right away. So we're quick to switch over. Should we go, 3-4 cycles and don't see much of a response, we'll jump over that way. But I think the clinical trial has given us the best experience. I think it's one of the situations we have, even when convincing patients to come onto the clinical trials, they do not currently like the idea and the way the clinical trials set up that you have to come in twice a week for the carfilzomib. So it's given 2 days in a row. And typically they'll get steroids 2 days in a row as well. So that becomes the hard sell, I think, for the carfilzomib up front. Patients tend to do well with that also in combination with the lenalidomide. The dose doesn't get quite as high. We do see, I think, more fatigue with the carfilzomib than we do with the bortezomib.
Have you observed any patients? I've heard people talk about dyspnea with carfilzomib. I'm not sure if it's related to fluid or whatever. Have you seen anything like that?
Yeah, I've seen that, typically not in the upfront setting, but we've seen that more in patients who've relapsed. And so you're right, I don't know if it's fluid overload. We tend not to give the patients as much fluid as we did when the drug first came out. I think we saw a lot of it more frequently when we first started using the drug, a little less frequently now.